It's JJHI Radio.
Live from Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight, JJ's Christmas and your call. And we take your calls at
210-888-9198.
And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Thank you, George Lowe. JJHI Radio is on the air. Very delighted to be speaking with you all this evening. This program brought to you tonight by the good folks at Sweetwater.com, who have provided, a Volt 476, a Korg Nano Control 2. It's been a hell of a Christmas so far for November. I hope your Thanksgiving went well. I cooked all the food this year. I did a hell of a job, though, folks, if I don't mind saying. It's the first time I've eaten turkey every day this week. But enough about that lame bullshiz. You're going to hear my Christmas wish list tonight. We're going to take your calls at 210-888-9198 this evening when we open up the lines. You're around 9:15. So you can hear what I want for Christmas and what I expect you to get me, callers. We'll be right back.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at JJHeadInterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
Do you have no love in your life? Has love eluded you? Come to my house for woohoo waifus. I have everything you need. White, green, red, hairy, big, tiny, red. I already said red. I have the love of your life. If you can imagine it, I have it. So come to my house at 46872 New Fina River Road, New Mexico, 77327. I'll make sure you are well satisfied. No, I don't take returns. I don't take used waifus. Unless that's what you're into, then I can get you a new used waifu.
JJHI Radio. And now it's time for JJ's Christmas List. Here's your host, JJ Head.
Thank you so much, Twerko Trump. Appreciate that. Great intro. So tonight we've got my personal Christmas wish list. Put a lot of thought into this one. You all just call me at 210-888-9198 this evening. Let me know what you think. Number one, a 12-story building in the Texas Medical Center. Good one. A new Jaguar XKR number two. to replace the 36,000 mile one I have already. It's gotten old, folks. Strippers are not interested in 36,000 mile vehicles, okay? And also to take me around town, right? To sit in traffic anyways. A new personal chauffeur. I fired my last one. I think they found him in Galveston, somewhere in the bay at the bottom. A couple more here. Number four, calf implants. Mine are shrinking down a little bit. I think it's time to blow them up. Blow them up big. Ladies like that, right? The wife would love it. Saw this on Facebook recently. A subscription to a specialty oyster delivery service. Number five. Very big one. Interested in that. Who doesn't like fresh oysters delivered, folks? No shucking involved. Number six, a Piper Cub aircraft. Evan Schneider, I'm looking at you, man. Number seven, a custom-mounted plaque of Jenny McCarthy's chest. Good for the office. And number eight, a lake house on the Terre Haute Reservoir. I'm JJ Head, and this is my Christmas list.
It's JJHI Radio. And now you may start calling at 210-888-9198. Call now. Now your host, JG Head.
Thank you, Torgatron. I'm sure a very stimulating list for all of us. Yeah. Why not? I think the one I'm most excited about is the professionally mounted plaque of Jenny McCarthy's chest. They just don't age, folks. Go ahead and take a call here on 210-888-9198. Looks like we do have a caller here. Welcome to the program.
JJ, it's Dick.
Oh, he's back. Great lead-off for the evening. A little Dick Stippens magic. How about that?
Yeah, hey, I just heard your list there and was really thrilled to hear about your last item, the cabin on the Terre Haute Reservoir.
Thank you.
I know we talked about that a little bit last week.
It's time.
And I'm really it is getting to be that time. It's starting to freeze over. We talked about doing the ice fishing for the pickerel.
Yeah.
Pickerel fishing is great this time of year.
I think we should. I think it's... I'm looking at real estate right now, okay? And just seeing some of the options here. I mean, several run-of-the-mill shacks, right? I mean, you're talking about 900,000 square feet. That's a little small for my ego. I think I need something closer to 5,000 square feet. You know, something along those lines. Probably one story. No walking upstairs. That's for saps. You know what I mean?
I do, and I definitely share your sentiment there on that one. We call those teardowns where I'm from. You know, you're definitely not going to get a whole lot of attention in just a small shack like that. But hey, look, there's a bunch of open land right next to my spot. Acreage is cheap, just 5K. We could clear the land. We could do it ourselves. We could build yourself a nice little cabin. What do you say?
I think 5K is reasonable. Very reasonable, as a matter of fact.
Sure.
Okay. So how do you want to do this? You want to do a Venmo, a PayPal? How'd you like to play it?
Well, I mean, I'm not directly in the real estate biz anymore. I don't know if you know, I lost my license last year, actually.
I'm
but
sorry.
I know a lot of great realtors in the area that I could hook you up with.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I'd be interested. What, if you don't mind my asking, what happened? How'd you lose it?
It's a long story. I don't really want to get into it too much.
I don't have the time. I don't have the time for that. So if it's a long story, just save it for some other time.
Yeah, so I've checked out of real estate, but if you got a minute, I'd like to. I've got another venture going on here. You mind? You got a time for a plug?
Yeah, why not? Go right ahead.
Well, you know, real estate's out. Mortgage rates are just absurd right now. But I'll tell you what's in: communications, cell phones, baby.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think I do. Yeah. Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I got something for you. It's called Boof Mobile, B-O-O-F. You heard of it? I think you've got a clip.
Let me tell you something. We've got Boof Mobile. We know about Boof Mobile here at JJHI Radio. Is this something you're looking to acquire? Or?
Well, I'm already in it deep.
You're already. Let's go ahead and have a message from Boof Mobile. What do we say?
Please, yeah. Don't, if you don't mind.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, dude. What kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that.
You need Boof Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more G's than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Boof Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce. You'll never reproduce.
You're never going to reproduce.
Now, I can tell you, I had thought that voice sounded very familiar. Was that's you doing the VO there, right?
I do my own commercials, my own stunts, my own acting. It's all done by me. You know, I'm a man of the people. I run the company from ground, from the mailroom up to the top floor. Yeah.
So you own Boof Mobile.
That's right.
Unbelievable. Impressed. Absolutely unbelievable. Boof Mobile, powered by Dick Stiffins. You heard it here first. So, Dick, do you have any promotions at Boof Mobile here for Christmas?
Well, I've got a few. Let me tell you something. We don't really sell on price here. We've got a bit of a different structure here. And I'll tell you what really gets the clients going. If you want to sell cell phones, I think you know what you need.
Yeah.
You need a hot brunette spokesmodel. Pretty hot, but not too hot. I'm talking around maybe a solid 6 to 8.5 on the international hotness scale.
That's reasonable.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, most people, you can get that for a few rubles, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why you've seen a lot of the competing mobile carriers, spokeswomen out there. You've got your Lilies,
right,
of the world that are beautiful gal.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what's better than one hot brunette spokeswoman is an army of brunette spokeswomen.
Absolutely right. The more the merrier.
That's right. You know, we've got a whole gaggle of gals promoting the company. We've got Petunia. We've got Daisy. We've got Rose. We've got Mercedes. We've got Lexus. The list goes on, JJ.
Wow. No question about it. It seems like it. Yeah, it's, you know, with
Google
Lily...
Daisy... Hmm?
I was going to say, with Lily, the company we won't name went out to Uzbekistan to find her. And the thing is that it's a great place to do your hunting for spokeswomen or spokesbabes, as Rush Limbaugh called it. by going to a place like Tajikistan or Uzbekistan, because there are plenty of trains from the former Soviet Union countries coming into those places. They're central rail hubs, so you can pick them right off the train and then have them go with you. So I find that to be a very interesting play.
Yeah, I mean, those Eastern European countries are just full to the brim. And the great thing is you don't have to pay them hardly anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
they're basically starving over there.
Yeah, Dick, what's the story behind Boof Mobile? Why name it Boof Mobile?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of marketing thought that went into the name that I'm really not at liberty to discuss entirely, but really the inspiration came when I was my contract at my last carrier got dropped because I was sending too many lewd photos, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I said, why not go out and start my own company? I'm an international playboy with billions of dollars. You know, I don't have to put up with this.
You wanted to stick it to these other carriers. Bend them over.
That's right.
Spread the cheeks. Slide it on in.
Boof them.
Boof them. Boof Mobile. I got to tell you, I like it. I like it a lot. So
great.
Again, for their December Christmas specials, what are y'all running? A free iPhone or a handy in back? What?
Sure. You get a free phone. Flat rate, just $19 a month to sign up, beginning. And you get two free tickets to the men's club on the west side of town. How do you feel about that?
I didn't know they sold tickets there. Is that for a special area inside the club?
Or? Well, we've teamed up. It's a promotional type of thing. You know, I've got connections.
No question. So you've heard my Christmas list. You like the Terre Haute Reservoir Lake House. What else catches your eye? Or is there something I've left out? Or perhaps something that's an awful idea? What are your thoughts?
Well, the Jaguar is nice. I've got three or four of my own. I got to agree with you. 36K is getting up there.
It's a grandpa. It's a dinosaur.
It is, and you know you're not going to get a Boof Mobile gal with a
absolutely
car
not.
That old.
And I don't have the time to attach, detach, empty, sanitize the colostomy bag for it. I don't have the time, Dick.
Who does, really?
Not me. So yeah, I think a new one, an XKRS. You know, something with JJ on the side of it. I'd go with three racing stripes because no one has that. You know, everybody's got two. Well, yeah, that's great, but I should have three. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
I appreciate
and,
it.
And maybe a little vanity plate, JJHI in the back.
You know, maybe JJHI. I was also thinking about a plate that just said vanity.
Hey, you know, that works.
Yeah. Anything on the list I should maybe swap out with something else?
No, it's a pretty good list there, JJ, but, you know, can I get a verbal on you for Boof Mobile? Can I sign you up? Will you be my first customer?
You know what? Hell yes. I'm a boofer, too.
Boom, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Boof Mobile, everybody. Join up Boof Mobile. You can go to our website. You'll see the banner there. Click on the banner. Jerry, you've got the banner up, right? Oh, yeah. Look at that. Just click on Roxana's chest there, and, yep, you'll get the $19 sign up for one single line. You can get the free phone, and they have, I got to tell you, this is interesting. They have the new Motorola Razr, which to me is way cooler than any, you know, fruit-based product that's out there. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to see what kind of quality support we get. I bet it's going to be the best because I'm not getting boofed by anybody else. I'm going to boof the other carriers this time for Boof Mobile. What are your thoughts? Is that good?
That's what I like to hear, JJ. I'm really glad to hear you're on board.
Pleasure to be aboard. All right, Dick Stiffens, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
All right. Dick Stiffens, everybody, here joining us on the program, which is JJHI Radio. So happy he decided to drop in. It's always nice to have a great leadoff caller. We did not plan that, and I got a new phone contract out of it with Boof Mobile. Boof Mobile. Sounds great. (210) 888-9198 is the number to call this evening. If you've got some input on my Christmas list, maybe you're offended by something on it. We want to hear from you. 210-888-9198. Looks like we do have a caller. Y'all are behaving. Let's take another one. You're on JJHI Radio. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Fantastic. Welcome to the program, JJHI Radio. Did you have some input on my Christmas list?
Yeah, I do like your Christmas list. I like it a lot.
Well, fantastic. What do you like about it?
Well, I feel like it's missing a few things.
Okay. Like what?
Well, universal health care for one.
Universal health care.
Yep.
Why universal health care? Why would I want to help anybody else out? I'm busy.
Busy in Terre Haute, Indiana?
Not yet. But in the next, I'll tell you what, the next 30 days, by God, yes. Universal health care. So what ailment would you have treated by the great people of the U.S. government?
I really like Paramore. But other than that, I do have an overactive sphincter.
I'm sorry, say that again. An overactive what?
Sphincter.
An overactive sphincter.
Yeah.
Explain to my audience, explain to these folks what exactly that is. I'm having a hard time understanding it.
Well, there's two. There's one in your stomach. There's another one in your anus. But I'm trying to paint a picture for you. How can I? Well, have you ever had fried calamari?
Sure. I love a good fried calamari.
Okay. It's kind of cartilaginous, sort of fleshy, tough, but not too tough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chewy, deliciously chewy.
Yeah, a little on the chewy side. I'm a fan. I usually get it at Rafa's here in Kingwood. It has a little bit of crunch at first. I dip it in the marinara. It softens a little bit. And then, yeah, a bit chewy, but it goes down easy, right? What does this have to do with your sphincter?
Have you ever tried to stretch the calamari?
Not recently.
Like, maybe you didn't take a bite out of it right away, but instead you tongue punch it. Like, wear the calamari around your tongue like a ring.
Okay. You're...
No. Yes?
No, yeah, no? I've worked the fingers into them before. It's an interesting experience.
No, yeah, you have, or yeah, no, you have.
No, I have, yes.
Okay. Okay, yeah. And it takes a little while before it tears, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you got to work it in a little bit.
Yep. So imagine fried calamari that's sometimes the hole closes and it won't unclose. And sometimes it opens repeatedly over and over, like a little pressure valve on a pressure cooker or something like that. So sometimes I'm leaking, sometimes I'm clogging.
Right. Yeah, but, absolutely.
But not Canadian, universal healthcare.
So you would expect, if universal healthcare eventually came to fruition, you would want it to fix your winking asshole.
Well, I never.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, no, that's... Yeah. Sorry, it's winking right now, and it's feels kind of good.
I'd be curious if ladies enjoy being winked at by one's sphincter. It's kind of like a foreign form of flirtation, the winking sphincter. It doesn't even really sound like an ailment. I mean, hey, it opens, it closes, you do what you gotta do, right? But
it you know, not so much of an ailment. And if you think about it, like an eye, kind of like that too. Sometimes it cries, although not always clear.
Yeah, it usually has blood. Yeah, right.
And if you groom it right, it'll look like eyelashes.
No kidding.
You catch one of those loose, I don't know if you blow it out of your hand and make a wish. I don't know if that counts the same for a winking sphincter hair, but this is interesting. It's inconvenient sometimes, but you're right. There's perks to it. There's perks to it.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you something else though, Jeff. I had an ulterior motive for calling in, and I'm wondering if I could help use my winking butthole to join the marketing staff and really get the word out with Booth Mobile. I'm talking making my calamari the spokesman for Booth Mobile.
Booth Mobile. I just signed up with Booth Mobile, as a matter of fact. I'm excited about it. And you'd like to donate the services of your winking sphincter to the marketing efforts of Booth Mobile. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I think you're onto something, because what do people want when they go to a brand new, grand opening of a cell phone carrier store? Some guy winking his sphincter at them. That makes everybody want to buy phones, including, if they're not looking at that, they're looking at the beautiful former Soviet country spokeswomen or spokesbabe. Nope, I think you're onto something. I'd like to get you over to Jerry right now to get your personal info so that we can do a credit check, look at your social security number, and then get that over to Mr. Stiffens at Booth Mobile. Would you be comfortable with that?
Yeah, actually, I can send you my glamour shots if you want those as well.
Yeah, why don't you send me one right now?
I can do that.
Okay.
It's just like right now.
Come over here and open the inbox. Okay,
just sent one for you.
Opening up the inbox here. Looking at that. Okay, this one's from Nico.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! Oh! Yeah. And I was a little off put at first. It looked kind of like someone dumped a pinwheel donut in a spaghetti sauce, folks. But now that I'm staring at it, I'm somewhat mesmerized, and I'm wanting to buy cell phone service. I think this is going to work, Nico. I'm going to get you over to Jerry right now, okay?
Okay, do you want more? Do you want me to send more glamour shots?
Yeah, please, send more along the lines of this. You know, maybe not so close up, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
All right. Nico Sanchez, everyone. Thanks for joining us on the program. Jerry, can you get this? All right, very good. Thanks.
Yeah.
JJHI Radio is what you decided to point your ear holes at this evening. We're going to be right back here in just a moment. Sit tight. More discussion on Christmas with your calls. 210-888-9198.
It's the biggest party you got, and I say, you can't handle that pie. They says to me, no, really, Tony, what's the biggest pie that you got? And again, it says, you can't handle that pie. You ain't big enough for that pie. It says, no, really, how big is the pie? And I say, all right, 48 inches in diameter. You think you can handle that pie? Sometimes they says, yeah, I can handle that pie. It says, you can't handle that pie.
I won't sell a pie to a guy that can't handle that pie.
You want to buy the Big Papa, as I call it, you got to be at least 6'3",
you gotta be
220
built
lean.
Like a D1 linebacker before I sell you that pie, all right, guys?
Just like a 12-year-old Girl Scout.
That's a liability.
You think you can handle the Big Papa? Come on down to Tony's Pizza on West 23rd Street, but I'll tell you, I ain't selling you a pie unless your name is Mike Tyson, all right?
It's JJHI Radio. If you like chicken sandwiches,
we
got a bird for you.
We've got crispy, grilled, gluten-free, extra gluten, cookie crumble, deep-fried, air-fried, baked, boiled, smoked, air-dried, blow-dried.
Come on down, you piece of shit. Come on down to the Burger and Chicken Shack at the corner of I-10 and Blaylock.
Say, can you see?
Attention baseball fans, come cheer on your SLCC jetpacks as they take on the CSN Cabinets Friday and Saturday afternoon, August 12th and 13th at the corner of 90th South and Bangor Highway. Tickets available at the gate. Gate time is 1 p.m. Friday, August 12th and 12 p.m. Saturday, August 13th.
And the home of the brave.
It's JJHI Radio. Madam George.
Swing door, creak door. The morning sun is gonna lower right through the garden gate. The young, the lost, the love of your lady. You toss the ring she gave. Catch the eye of a daisy. From your face, and let the cold wind linger on through the garden gate. Sha la 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 la.
It's GGHI Radio. And now, your host, GG Head. Thank you, Twerkatron. I am Twerkatron.
Great. Great way to bring me in there, Twerkatron. We appreciate it. That was the Garden Gate by the now defunct Madam George. Shout out to Andrew Dalton for sending that to us. You can listen to him on the No Pants podcast on Spotify. It's a great program. Check it out. But enough of plugging other people's work. Who cares about that shit? You're listening to JJHI Radio featuring me, JJ Head. In fact, I'm willing to bet that you went to jjheadinterest.com, that you scrolled down there and found the player, and you clicked play or you tapped play, and now you're listening live. I'll be damned. You can also scroll further down by a few centimeters and see the link that says, I want my damn podcast. You click on that link and you can listen to every episode whenever you want, folks. It's called On Demand. We're also available on Spotify if you have to be hip enough to dig in there. Some good opportunities to play your own playlist of JJHI Radio if you're too good for the 24/7 live stream. Well, go right ahead. You have things to do. And you know what? We've got things to do here at JJHI Radio. We have another call here to answer. JJHI Radio, welcome to the program.
Oh, JJ. Yes, hello.
Hello to you, sir. Welcome to the program.
You might actually remember me. This is Dirk Torkelchig.
Mr. Torkelchig. Excellent. Dr.
Torkelchig. That's correct.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for calling in. I take it you've heard my Christmas list for this year.
I have, actually. That is what prompted my call here.
Okay.
And so I couldn't help but to notice that calf implants are on the list.
Yeah, it's something I've kind of thrown around a little bit the past few years. I'm looking for a little bit more size at the top end of the calf. Because I find it's a bit of a head-turner, and the wife likes to grab onto something, you know?
I do understand, yes, and it's just a notoriously stubborn body part. Unfortunately, our muscle attachments are what they are, and implants are certainly a good option. But I'd like to know, JJ, how do you feel about...
I'm sorry, hang on just a minute, hang on. I had to pull out a nose hair. Great. You were saying?
Yes. How do you feel about fully contractile tissue inside of your calf?
How do I feel about it?
How would you like to enhance your calf, not only in size, but in contractile tissue?
I mean,
does that sound good?
Is it cosmetically beneficial in some way? I don't.
Well, it is if you are interested in having this procedure done at one of my facilities, and I am talking about transplants here, JJ.
Okay. Well, how far do I have to go? Y'all have something in a shopping center around here in Kingwood, or what?
It's a short flight to Columbia.
Columbia.
Yes, that is where my calf transplant facility is.
So you mean Washington, D.C.? It's usually just called Washington, D.C., not Washington District or Columbia.
No, the country of Columbia.
Columbia. Yes, okay, very good. So you have a facility in Columbia.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And we have some of... The capital.
Bogota.
Yes.
So you have a calf implant facility in Bogota, Colombia.
That's correct.
Okay.
And we have some of the finest donors that you could ask for in the calf department. So, if this is something that you're interested in, we typically ask our clients what they're looking for out of calf muscle. Are we looking for maximizing jumping ability? Are we looking for just raw width, strength, and power? Are we looking for flexibility in the ankle? Where are our priorities here? Mm-hmm. It sounds like this is a purely cosmetic thing. In your case, you want to increase the girth of the calf, in which case we have many recently deceased bodybuilders that can provide top-level girth. However, if you're going for jumping height, we also have donors that have been recently deceased that come from the NBA. So we do advise that if you are going for performance increases, that you also possibly replace the patellar tendon, as this does tend to rupture on people who are reaching jumping heights that they their body is not accustomed to. Mm-hmm. So it can be an extensive procedure, depending on your goals.
Well, I'd have to ask the wife about how she feels on it. I mean, the thing is that if she's going to get a good grip of something, it needs to fit her hand the right way. I mean, here's what I have in mind. Let me just be perfectly frank with you, Dr. Torkelchik. Have you been to an indoor rock climbing gym?
I have.
Okay. You're familiar with the different types of molds, handholds that they have there on the wall, right?
Oh, yes.
What I'm looking for is something along those lines so that the wife, when we're, you know, enjoying each other's company, can grip on with those tiny hands and hold on for dear life while we're mid-coitus. So, is that something that you could provide? Do you have anything, you know, pre-molded? Maybe you can send out our way so we could, you know, select from a couple of samples.
Yes, actually, anything's possible. We can create designer calf muscles where you actually engineer the muscle attachments, and we can create this type of fanning of the tissue. I'm having a little bit of trouble envisioning the maneuver that you're after exactly. Your wife grabs your calf muscles.
That's correct.
How well you're having sex.
Well, yes.
So I don't mean to get too personal, but are we talking about, like, walk me through it from the missionary position.
Yeah, it's not, I don't want to get into that, but let's just put it this way. The way the calves are designed by the creator right now, when she digs in with those mitts of hers, the nails just, they're sticking into the middle. I'd rather have something properly molded to where she could grab a hold without having to dig the nails in so deep. And when I've seen her on the rock wall, I've seen that she's able to grip without using her fingernails. You see what I mean? There's kind of a give and take here. Two-way street, if you will.
I do. I understand the issue. What if we had inserts for her fingernails as a part of the calf muzzle? So she could claw in. However, the fingernails would be accommodated all the way. And it wouldn't actually put any pressure on the skin.
I think that'd be attractive. I really do.
It would look a little bit like shark gills, you know.
Shark-gilled calves.
That's right.
I'm
body
sold.
Modifications that mimic top predators is it's a trend.
Yeah.
And it's on the rise, and I think it could be quite attractive.
In terms of donor tissue, can I avoid certain certain groups of people? Is that something you're okay with?
Are we talking about Italians?
Well,
because we don't accept Italian donors.
That's a start.
For genetic reasons.
Nope, that's a start. I just wanted to know if I have some preferences there. I can share them with you.
That's not something I'd like to talk about on air.
Yeah,
but we can make accommodations.
That's excellent. Good to know. Well, Dr. Torkelchik, we really do appreciate you giving us a call here on JJHI Radio this evening. I'm looking forward to examining some options for the calves.
I'm happy to help.
Very good. Well, we'll catch you next time. Thank you, Dr. Torkelchik. JJHI Radio. 210-888-9198, the number to call. Coming up on 10 o'clock, 9:47 p.m. here in Houston, Texas. Looks like we got some mail here on JJHI Radio. We've got one from, I'll just read it. JJ, I'm from the JJ, I'm from the Busty Tourist. Busty Tourist. Calling to tell you about things to do in Terre Haute, Indiana. Is it Terre Haute or Terre Haute? Jerry, can you give me a Princeton? No? Okay, Twerkatron. Do you know how to pronounce that properly? I have no idea.
Terre Haute, I believe. Terre Haute. Terre Haute? Stand by. Searching. Cross-referencing. Answer. Terre Haute in Indiana!
There you have it. Terre Haute, Indiana. We have a flourishing service industry at low prices. The whole industry. Wow. I mean... A whole industry at low prices. That's uncommon. Human trafficking of the elderly is big business here. Gross. No need to take the scales off your own fish. That's right. Come fishing at our famous Superfund site. I've always enjoyed Superfund sites. Not only do they serve the purpose of containing dangerous things from the rest of humanity, but they're super fun also. If it's nightlife you're after, our weekly raves have at least 100-person turnout for attendance. 100 people at a rave. Sounds like a snooze. The first Saturday of every month is Dwight Yoakam Remix Night. That's not bad. Little guitars and Cadillacs, right? So bring your own rod, your boofing mobile phone. Oh, yeah, I'll have it by then. And the orange juice and ecstasy. Used to be Stevie from Terre Haute, Indiana. Well, thanks for that long-winded letter, Stevie. Keep them coming if you don't mind. By that, I mean send me more emails. Appreciate it. We got one more here. JJ, what does Twerkatron want for Christmas? Rudy from Newfoundland. Well, Rudy, let's ask. Twerkatron, did you have any a list of your own?
Yes. I would like a new dog robot to take out for walks. And I would like a cloned copy of Jenny McCarthy's chest.
Man after my own heart here. Thank you, Torquatron. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, JJ. Oh, I feel a twerking coming on. Gotta twerk, gotta twerk, twerk. Oh, shake that. Oh. so good.
Well, 210-888-9198, the number to call here on the program this evening. We went through the Christmas list. I got to tell you, the new Jaguar XKR I'm looking for, they don't make them anymore, but you can find them with real low mileage. I think I'm going with British Racing Green, three racing stripes, and baseball leather interior for the win. You know what I mean? It's good stuff. 210-888-9198. Want your calls this evening and your input on my Christmas list. What's good? What's bad? What's missing? What is missing? You know, there's a great Asian massage parlor off of 45 called Queen Bing's. And I looked at the menu there not too long ago, and the Bing Bang Bong was the best experience I'd have in years. A gift card to Queen Bing's, that would be a good one. Do you have your own Christmas list? 210-888-9198, the number to call. If you have a Christmas list you'd like to share with us here on the program. Coming up next week, we're going to be talking more, I think, with a couple different guests. We'll be looking at simulation, simulated flesh from UFO aliens. Should be an interesting show, so do tune in for that one. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to the program.
Hey, JJ, it's Bo from Beaumont.
Bo from Beaumont. Welcome back.
Yeah. Thank you, JJ. Now, I heard your Christmas list there. I like it. Like it a lot.
Okay.
But you forgot a couple things.
All right.
Don't forget about that Freon.
Freon? How could I forget Freon? Hey. That always lightens up the holidays, right?
Yeah. I love some Freon. I just thought that you might like some, too.
What's your favorite brand of Freon?
I like the on brand. On brand Freon.
On brand Freon.
Right. Yeah, it won't 100% natural. No additives.
When you say natural, what do you mean?
It's a Native American, they use that Freon.
How do they synthesize Freon, Native Americans? I'm confused, Bo.
Well, I am a scientist. I just got a full grade education, so I don't know that, but I just know that back in the 1400s, that's what they like when the pilgrims came over and they brought the Freon with them. That's what they like. They say that the first Thanksgiving, they share the Freon.
The Freon. Well, thanks for the call. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. We appreciate all your participation. You're on the phone or on the show with JJ Head here on JJHI Radio. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, JJ. This is I'm just glad to be on the show. You have no idea how much it means to me to be on here. Have you ever seen Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes.
Well, I've always wanted to be on that show, and this is like being on that show, and I am just so, so happy to be on this show. it's amazing to me.
Excellent. Well, what do you think of the Christmas list? Have I left anything out?
Well, I mean, you can always leave things out. I mean, nobody's list is perfect.
I beg to differ.
You beg to... Okay. Well,
well, what, let me ask you this. What can you do to make it better? How about that?
I want a stuffed dinosaur.
A stuffed dinosaur. Are you thinking keychain sized, teddy bear sized, life sized?
No, just something you can cuddle with.
And when would you be doing this cuddling? At the end of the night, after this program, during the daytime?
Whenever I feel the time is right. Just like that Mariah Carey song.
And which one are you talking about? The Mariah Carey song.
Yeah, Mariah Carey, When the Time is Right.
When the time... I've never heard of that one. Interesting. So when you cuddle with a dinosaur, a stuffed dinosaur, just describe that process. How do you like to get down to it?
Well, it'd be a T-Rex.
Okay, so you're into tiny arms. You like tiny arms?
Well, I mean, not specifically, but I just like T-Rexes. But, you know, just chill out, watch some food shows, Guy's Grocery Games, you know, some sort of Guy Fieri shows, have the T-Rex next to me, my arm around it, and, you know, cuddle, you know, maybe give it a kiss or two. And, I mean, you know what cuddling is.
I do to a certain degree. What I'm really curious about, you'll have to excuse me, my mind's going in a lot of different directions here. Just to bring it on back, if you throw a move on a stuffed dinosaur, what happens if you get rejected? Like, the dinosaur just does not want to have it. You know what I mean?
That's when the fluff comes out.
The fluff. Explain to my listeners what the fluff is.
Well, it's the insides of the dinosaur.
So the dinosaur turns and looks and says, hey, none of that, please. And at that point, you begin removing its insides.
That's right, because I have no need for any sass.
So no second chances for stuffed dinosaurs at your house. They either...
No.
They either take that cuddling or they get the stuffing pulled out.
That's right.
Hmm. Any other Christmas gifts you'd like this year?
I'd like an iPod.
An iPod?
Yeah.
Like one of the with the ones from like the 2006 or?
Yeah, I think those were good.
No, they're not bad. I have one myself. A little heavy, but I like the interface on them. What do you think about the... go ahead.
Well, they still make them, right?
I think you can find them on the internet somewhere.
Nanos or...
Yeah, you can
get... Maybe I'll just buy an iPhone and put music on them.
No,
I don't know.
You know what you should do? Just humor me here. You might want to go to jjhedinters.com. You might want to scroll down you might want to look at that Boof Mobile banner and click on it and sign up today for $19.99 and get yourself a Boof Mobile subscription. You might be able to get a special phone that could be infinitely better than an iPod for free.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of special phones. I'd rather have a, you know, regular phone, if you know what I mean.
What if I got a Boof Mobile spokesbabe to shove an iPod up the ass of a T-Rex stuffed animal for you for $19.99? Would you do that?
I'm thinking, JJ.
Think about it. Brand new iPod. Rip open the rear end of a T-Rex stuffed animal. Shove that electronic deliciousness up there as high as it'll go. Plug in your headphones. Throw a move on that T-Rex. Grab it by its little arms. And start doing what you do best, all for $19.95 a month.
You know, I think I'd like that.
Boof Mobile, sign up, baby. We got another one on the line. We're going to move you over to Jerry. He's going to take all your contact info. We're going to get you signed up on Boof Mobile today. I'm so excited for you.
Do you need my social security number?
We'll take that off air. I don't want any nefarious characters getting a hold of it here on the program. But Jerry can take it securely there. We'll get you signed up. We'll get you an appointment at the nearest Boof Mobile. And you can shove an iPod up that T-Rex's behind.
Okay, well, it's 638-281-546.
Yep. Thank you so much for the call, caller. Oh, my goodness. Look at it. It's past 10 o'clock. We're late, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been an absolute delight listening to your input this evening. Christmas is coming. Boy, is it like a hurricane. Sorry for those of you in Florida. You listen to JJ Head Interest live this evening. We appreciate it if you did. But if you're too lazy and you got to have a podcast, well, go to jjheadinterest.com anyways. Scroll down. Click on the sentence that says, I want my damn podcast now. And you can listen to whatever you want. Whenever you want. Or you can take a look at us on Spotify. Just search JJHI space radio. You can make your own playlist from there, too. It's been a pleasure speaking with you this evening. We have an awful lot more in store for next week. Feel free to drop us a line. Admin, A-D-M-I-N, at jjheadinterests.com. We want to hear from you. We'll be back on Wednesday night next week at 9 o'clock, as always, Central Time. We really look forward to hearing you. In the meantime, stay healthy, hug a veteran, and we'll see you next time. I'm JJ Head. This is JJHI Radio. Sayonara.
JJHI Radio is in the way, brought to you by Corona Light. Corona Light, it's not bad. Special thanks to Sweetwater.com for all of JJ Head and JJ Head Interests' digital audio gear. Go to Sweetwater.com
today. For JG Head, I am Twerkatron. Go to hell.